Wow.
Welcome to another episode of A Near Death Experience. But first, I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of this land, past, present, and emerging, always was and always will be Indigenous land. Now today, my guest, he is something else. He is mighty. He is definitely meaty. He is very, very pornographic. And he is a rad cunt. His name is Mr. Gore.
Hello.
Welcome, Mr. Gore. It's nearly his bedtime.
Nearly? It's well past it, and I fucking told you. Amateur there's bullshit, you're running here.
There's nothing you can do about it. You're here, and now you can't leave. The door's locked.
Never should have come.
Now I'm going to hang out for an hour, at least.
Minimum hour?
Yep.
Right.
Yep. All right, I have a question.
Yep. Go on.
Have you ever had a reading?
Read a few books in my time.
I've read a few books in my time. No, have you ever had a tarot reading?
That'd be total bullshit, so.
Alright, no, that's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, let's do this. I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yeah. Alright, so what is this? What are you doing?
You don't like it because it makes you uncomfortable.
That's exactly why. What is it? What are you doing?
So these aren't your
playing cards.
No,
Uno.
Go fish. No. So these are not like your standard tarot cards. So they're not like I'm going to predict your future.
What do they do?
These are cards that like talk about the spirits and talk about your environment. Shut the fuck up.
What?
Give it a chance. Give it a chance.
So what do? They talk about my environment.
Yep.
It's a Let's fucking find shithole. Out. I'll tell you that. I don't need a card to tell me that. I'm living in it.
All right. Let me know when to stop.
Stop.
Okay.
Please.
No. You're a bee. He's a native bee.
Beast.
Little bitch. How big are your biceps?
About 32 inches.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't believe you. Anyway. So the card that you got native bee, and it's the card of prosperity. But listen. When I look at this card, I think of expanding your wings and traveling. Have you traveled? Have you lived overseas?
No.
Have you lived overseas? Don't lie to me. I know when you're lying.
Yeah, I've lived overseas, just like a bee.
Yeah? Where?
I lived in the Philippines and in South Korea. Not the North. I'm not a communist. Right, they do a
Did you really live in Korea?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Why was you in Korea?
Same thing you announced at the start, because I'm a rad cunt.
Nah, I don't buy that. Give me a reason.
That I'm rad.
No, well, that too, because I don't believe that either. But like, no, why was you in Korea? That's pretty fucking wild.
It's not wild. I was there to learn Hapkido.
What's that? It's martial art?
Yeah, it's martial art. And then while I was there, I switched to something else called Gongkwon Yusul. I actually had something to bring from my time in Korea, but you didn't fucking remind me to bring something, so then I didn't bring that.
I did remind you.
No, but you needed to do it again.
I didn't know I had to do that.
I don't care enough about this to remember.
That's fair. Yeah. No, but honestly.
Yeah, go on.
What are these sorts of fighting? Like, what sort of martial art is it? Is that the one with the sticks?
No, that's Filipino.
Okay. We'll talk about that next. But yeah. Tell me about the Korea.
What? Say that again?
Tell me about the Korea.
Yeah, I was there.
Tell me about the fucking training.
All right, I was training in Hapkido, which is obviously fucking Korean style. right? It was very flowery. We did a lot of traditional forms and weapons.
What do you mean flowery?
Flowery, very performative.
Okay, is it like performance art, martial arts?
Oh, there's an element of it. They claim it's self-defense with the wrist locking and joint locking stuff, but it's all a bit up in the air. So it was very formal. So I had enough of that. So I got into another style called Gongquan Yusul there, which is another native martial art, much more modern.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like a traditional approach to mixed martial arts. So it's bare knuckle, but you can't punch to the head, similar to Kyokushin Karate.
That's pretty cool.
There's a dobok, like the traditional uniform. And the guy who founded it was a well-known judo player. So it was like judo plus kyoktuki, which is Korean style of kickboxing, and hapkido sort of blended together. So it was more based in combat. We did a lot of sparring. They have competitions in it.
Yeah. Did you compete?
No, I didn't get to do any comps when I was there. They only had them a few times a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about the Philippines? What did you learn in the Philippines?
In the Philippines, I learned that Manila is a shithole. And no matter what, if you're a fucking cracker honky like me, absolutely everyone is out to fuck you over, even when you're a local. And I was poorer than most of the Filipinos there I met. Anyway, I went there to do Ines Kali, because I'd been there before, and took an interest in it. But when I got there, I got more interested in mixed martial arts because I was working at this shitbox gym there. Met this fuckwit trainer who was an MMA coach. So I started training with him and got hooked into that more so than
why was he a fuckwit?
Martial arts. I mean, he was a devious little fucker.
Devious? Yeah,
this son of a bitch was the devil himself, I tell you.
Was he? Devious in how? Like,
well, he didn't really train me that well, and I didn't know any better to know that his training was bullshit. He was a karate guy that had a few mixed martial arts fights, and he wasn't particularly good either. And the final straw in training with this cunt was, I'd been there a year, right, training up all year, trying to get a fight. And there was an amateur comp coming up. He said, oh, you know, I spoke to the promoter. I can't get you on. He said, there's no fight. You can't fight. So then the girl I was seeing at the time, right, because I was seeing a lot of them, I'm a Casanova, right? You probably don't get that from... Anyway, so my girlfriend at the time, she contacted the guy who was hosting the mixed martial arts tournament. And she said, oh, you know, Yogi, my coach, said
you have any fighters. Did you call him Yogi Bear?
And he said, no, we've got tons of guys. I don't know. I'd never even heard from him. Why didn't he contact me? So then I fucked him off and started training with this other gym. Then I was able to start competing and get somewhat better training available. Yeah. Questions? Thoughts? What?
How many lady boys did you have sex with in the Philippines?
Only five or six.
Yeah?
No, there wasn't any sex with lady boys. All right.
What do you mean?
I was fucking them.
No.
Nah, they're super aggressive there, really intimidating. So I was living in the slums of
Kubao. Really? You're intimidated by that?
I didn't say intimidated, did I?
You just said intimidated.
So I was living in the slum area, right, which was also the red light district. It was just around the corner.
So it was like King's Cross of the Philippines?
The what?
King's Cross is like the most notorious strip in Sydney of like strip clubs, prostitutes, drug dealing, all that sort of stuff.
I've mafia not been there, biz. So I can't say.
Well.
Yeah.
Anyway, so tell me about these intimidating lady boys.
Yeah, they sort of just yell shit at you and they're pretty aggressive because they're not like Thai.
Hey boy with the melting face.
They yell like, hey Joe, and they sort of cross hey, Joe? You and stuff. Joe, people yell it out at you as in G.I. Joe. So if you're a cracker, you just be walking down the street and people yell like, hey Joe. Where the fuck did that come from? Yeah, and then some cunt tries to steal your wallet. This is only Manila, right? Outside of Manila, Philippines is really nice.
Like, yeah, cool.
Paradise. But Manila itself is a...
It's just shit. Is it? Do you reckon it's shit because it's mostly tourists? Like, and they people...
There aren't many tourists there. Small, sort of more white areas are touristy. That's where all the prostitutes and shit are. That's where the guys go to bars and shit. So that's just poverty stricken like any third world country. You're looking over my shoulders if someone's coming
I'm
in. You're
looking at
your reflection.
Behind you.
What?
Huh?
Okay.
I thought you didn't believe.
In what?
Oh, shun the non-believer. Anyway, so what else do they say to you?
Hey, Joe.
Do they ever pinch your nipples? Like, no. When you're walking past to get your attention?
No, they wouldn't do that. They lick them? Dare.
Do they ever plait your chest? Do you have chest hair?
Of course I do. I'm a man, aren't I?
I mean, you're a man, yes. Pelt.
Look at where's work the camera. Look at that.
Go to that one. There you go.
Look at that one. Yeah, that's what I'm
doing. So you asked me if I had an OnlyFans, and no, I don't have an OnlyFans, but people now are going to check this out because of your chest hair. No one
likes you enough to subscribe to that?
No, it would be too much. It would be unfair.
And you said most of your viewers were like fat old men.
No, I didn't say that was fat.
True? Are you fat old men?
I never said they was fat. I said
they were old.
That they are aged between 25 and 40.
40, that's pretty old though.
That's not old.
You had Germans. Did you say Germans?
No, I never Americans, said Americans. Americans.
Indians.
Yeah, Australians. Aussies.
Who else?
I think it was Spanish. Spain people. People Spain, from Spain people. Spain.
Yeah. How do you know?
Spain. So like, stats from like.
What?
That was a good bit. Just stats from like YouTube.
You can tell where they're coming from. How do you know it's not just VPN?
I mean, fuck, it could be. I don't know what VPN is, but I assume it's shit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So when's the OnlyFans?
I'm not getting OnlyFans.
No? No. Why not?
I can't be bothered.
You can't be bothered, but you're bothered doing this.
I'd much rather do this. This sounds like so much more fun. Like, yeah, I already did that. Like, I already did modeling and stuff.
Yeah, did you like it?
Yeah.
What did you model for?
I was a suicide girl.
So. I vaguely remember that. Yeah. What, they're goth chicks or something? Yeah.
Yeah. It was like alternative chicks. I did that for a while. And then I just did some modeling for just some friends. Like, friends had some clothing lines and t-shirts and
you make money?
Not overly, no. It's a bit like wrestling. You don't make a lot of money until you really get a big contract.
Yeah. And they still fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a bit like that. Yeah. So I, instead of putting all my energy into that, I just kind of stopped doing that, and I focus more on this and wrestling and art. And I'd rather sell my art than sell pictures of my tits, because I've already done that.
There's nothing artistic about that, I'll tell you.
Yes, but I like painting.
Is this art? Did you do this?
No, ma'am. No, 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 I did not. I don't have any artworks here yet on this, but.
Yeah?
But.
What?
I am opening like a little thing where I can sell them. So I've got two artworks ready and
set. This is something you've made.
No, this one.
You didn't even make this?
No, this one was actually a gift. But I do make mine. All of the other merch dolls I have.
Someone made this for you.
So actually, I'll tell you. So Sid went to the New Orleans with his family. And this was when we were first started dating.
Right, and just coincidentally looks like you.
Yeah. So he went into this, what was it? What do they call it? It was just like a voodoo shop. And he went into this shop and he started talking to one of the, I guess, witches there. And she was telling him about the dolls. And then he walked over and saw that one and picked it up and took it home and gave it to me.
And she's a witch, is she?
Yeah.
Why didn't they burn her? It's me.
Well, that's why she got a burnt foot. She ran away. See, oh, that's so cute.
Oh. She ran away, but they tied him up at the stake so they couldn't get
She got out. She wriggled out. She was like a worm. Did you play with dolls as a kid?
No.
No?
No, I had action figures.
Well, yeah, okay, so you did.
They're not dolls. They're action figures.
They're still dolls. I didn't have action figures, but...
Yeah, go on.
Why? What was your favourite action figure that you had?
I can't remember, actually. We had the old wrestling ones, the giant rubber ones.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty fucking sick. Okay. Yeah. Crackers had a massive King Kong Bundy one. He used to use to smash other figures.
Aw, that's cute. How many siblings do you have?
Three.
You have three, and they're all boys?
Two boys, one girl.
Oh, you have a sister.
Oh, yeah.
That poor girl.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Did you traumatize her?
Yeah, she's a total whore.
Yeah, that's fair. No, that's fair enough. What is Mickey B doing? I think, you know, siblings are a weird thing because it's like they're the people that you can almost kill and get away with it and it never be an issue.
You think so?
Yeah. Like one time my older brother, so my two older brothers, they got into a punch-on because, and like, So that was an often thing, but, like, it was never really worried about. They're like, oh, they'll be done in a minute and whatever. But this one day, my older brother fucking snapped, and I had never seen him this fucking mad before, and it was over a fucking shirt. So, like, my older brother was like, stop stealing my shirt, to my younger brother, and he was like, okay. Anyway, he come home, and he caught him wearing the shirt. So he fucking ripped the shirt off him, beat the piss out of him. And as I was walking past the room, I could hear him yelling. And I was like, oh, I'll just poke my head in, just to see. And I poke my head in, and he's, like, holding my brother down by his fucking head. And he's got a guitar lead. And he's just fucking whipping him until his fucking back started bleeding. And, yeah, and they were just whipping each other. And then 20 minutes later, they were like, do you want to play Grand Theft Auto? And they're like, yeah, okay. And he's like, he couldn't even sit back on the couch probably because his fucking back was all welted and sore. And they're just playing fucking video games like nothing happened.
But he didn't take his shirt again, did he?
No, he did. Yeah, no, that didn't stop him. No. Yeah, no, took more shit. Guitar leads, skateboards, anything. Guitar picks. You know, the good shit.
Yeah, real problem with education.
What?
Learning disability or something.
No.
No.
No. He doesn't have a learning disability. Maybe he does not. No, he doesn't. Okay. He's quite intelligent. He's a musician.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's in a band, my brother Jeremy, called Teeth. And they just recorded their first album, I guess.
Is this your plug?
No. No, it's not a plug. I'm not a huge fan of plugs. Personally. I just like dicks in my bum. But no, different plugs. No, I actually don't like that people have become billboards, if that makes sense. Like, people have now become walking advertisements for things. Like, you go on fucking Instagram or whatever, and there's always bitches being like, if you use my promo code, you'll get 5% off. Shut up. I don't care.
That's what you should be doing here.
No.
You get more than just the fat old men watching then. Yeah.
Fat old men pay.
Do they?
They got money.
Do you get money for this?
I will.
You will. But do you?
Not yet. One day.
Yeah, but when you do.
You ain't getting shit. You ain't getting shit. You go fuck yourself. Wait.
What?
What's the weirdest porn you've ever watched?
The weirdest porn?
Yeah. That you've fully gotten erect and come proper. And afterwards you were like, ah. I want detail.
I've seen some shit, man. You wouldn't believe the shit I've seen.
Tell me.
It just makes it harder to narrow it down. It's one you should look up. Here's a plug. I believe it's called Buffalo Bill's Bath Salt Adventure. Right, so this guy Buffalo Bill, he takes a bunch of bath salt, and then he goes on this mad rampage with a woman. He's doing things like sticking his dick in her mouth, but getting a run up to do it, and then doing a spin-a-rooney on her face.
How is she positioned?
On her knees, yeah. No, on her knees, I can't.
And like, he would run at her.
Yeah, he'd do a run up, and he was trying to break his dick off in her mouth.
Jesus.
Verbally, I can't do this justice, so you've got to go out and look up Buffalo Bill's Bar Salt Adventure. It's...
What site can you find this on?
I first saw it on efucked.com. I'm sure the full thing's out there somewhere. Yeah.
Bro, whatever happened to efucked?
What do you mean, what happened?
It's like, no one ever talks about it anymore.
Still there, you can look it up right now.
Don't touch it, I don't know how to fix it. Don't touch the fucking technology. I don't know how any of it works. Yeah. I'm going to be honest. No, so you actually jerked off and came to that?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
What was the appeal?
No, it was just hot.
How was it hot?
Didn't you hear what I just said?
He almost broke his dick off in someone's mouth.
What's not hot about
that? I know, but like, what part of it is hot for you? Is it the hurting, like, is it the violent face fucking?
Down the eye of his dick.
Say that again.
A guy getting a stiletto down the eye of his cock and his balls mashed.
Well, I can understand ball mashing, but like...
You can understand that.
Yeah, yeah, I can get that. But like, why a stiletto? Did he have a foot fetish or did
no,
he have
because
a heel
it's
fetish?
Long and thin and goes right down. If this is a stiletto, this is the eye of the cock. It's pretty big. But you jam the stiletto down there and then it bleeds a lot.
I imagine.
Comes out. Yeah. And he screams.
Oh.
And he's screaming. And he can't
stop
screaming. She keeps going.
She keeps going.
She keeps going.
Does he come?
Well, blood, yeah.
Ha! That's a good song.
The term you're looking for is called sounding.
Sounding.
Yeah.
Sounding.
What the fuck is sounding?
Yeah, no, that's exactly it.
What, screaming?
That's what it's called, the stiletto in the dick. Sounding.
Yep.
Wow, it has a name.
Yeah.
What else? Tell me about... I'm interested. I think the psychology of, like, fetishes and sex and, like... Just weird shit. I think it's very fucking interesting. So, like, why did you jerk off to the stiletto?
Yeah, you're bleeding everywhere.
Why?
Why? Well, he had a stiletto in his dick. That's
so,
why
like,
he's bleeding. You're not supposed
someone,
to do that,
like,
mate.
I have a question.
Go, what?
I have.
What?
I have a question. If you was at, like, a martial arts comp, right? And someone got, like, a fucking broken nose or, like, busted lip or something. And that was blood. That gives you a boner.
Instant.
Really?
Rock solid. And you walk onto the mats with that throbbing rager. And you're all powered up. You're ready to go. The energy bar's beeping. You got the combo meter up. Bam! And you're just ready to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you really like blood?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Blood makes you horny.
It depends where it's coming from.
Would you drink it?
No.
Why?
That's silly.
What?
No, that'd be silly.
So you'd come on blood, or the thought of blood makes you want to come, but you won't drink it?
No.
That's the equivalent of sucking dick and not swallowing, I think.
Well, I wouldn't do that either, so.
To be honest, me neither. That's the one thing I can't do. Shit, fucking that. Can't do that.
You wouldn't take a Cleveland steamer?
What's that?
Cleveland steamer, right?
Tell me.
It's where you squat over someone, you shit on them, and you squat down and you rub it in with your ass. You've done it before.
No, I haven't done it, but I've heard of it, actually,
yeah.
But I didn't know it was called that.
Well, there you go.
No, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
No. Do you know what space docking is?
Space docking?
Yeah.
Educate me.
So, you know what docking is?
No.
Oh! Whoa, okay. So, docking is when you have two PPs, one has foreskin, one does not. Following? Foreskin, no foreskin, right? And they put their tips together. But the foreskin goes over the knob with no foreskin, and they do that, and then they come, right? But then that's just docking. But space docking is when you shit on the dick, and then you put it in the foreskin and you fuck it. That was weak.
You still have two dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
No.
Why?
It's not really my jam. Is there another dick there?
What, now here now?
What?
You want a dick here now?
No, is there another dick in the scenario for me to do it? Do you need another dick for this to work? Then no.
Yeah, you need two dicks. That's unless you have two dicks.
Unless I have two dicks.
Yeah. Do you have two dicks?
No. There was that guy who had two dicks, though. He had two functional dicks. He was in a few pornos. It's another one you should look up.
Wow. Yeah. In my mind, that's like the double snake head. Is that what it looked like?
No.
No?
No, like two full proper dicks.
He was born like that?
Yeah.
He didn't get surgery?
You can't get surgery for an extra cock, otherwise I'd have five.
No.
Be the one-man gangbang. Maybe you can't do that.
Would you ever have a gangbang?
No. I mean, I'd bang a gang.
Which gang would you bang?
The Melton Boys.
That's
a gang?
Is that
a thing?
I don't know.
You're from here, aren't you?
No, I'm actually not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Western Sydney. I'm from Penrith.
Dickhead, where do you live?
I'm from Broadie. I live in Broadmeadows
now. Broadmeadows, whereabouts?
Fucking Broadmeadows.
What street?
I'm not telling you my street. Why would You absolute fucking idiot. No way. Nah, I'm not an idiot. Okay. I live in Broadmoor. Where do you live?
Sodom.
Priests of Sodom?
No, mate, they're all gone.
Do you like the church?
Which one?
All of them. Which one's your favourite? If you had to, like...
What, rank the churches?
Rank the churches. What would you rate them out of five worms? Five being the best in the church. So we'll start with the Catholic Church first. I would give that a solid 0.5 worms.
0.5?
Yeah, they're not great.
I don't know. It depends how you feel about pedophilia. I mean, if you're a big fan of it, you'd probably really like it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it, to be honest. No? Really. Nah. No,
you seem like you might be, though.
No. Look, to be honest...
You're a witch, right?
Yeah.
Are you a witch?
Yes.
You're a witch?
Yes.
You eat children?
No.
Do you lure kids?
No.
Away? No?
No, I don't.
Now you're a witch.
I don't vibe with kids. It's a modern witch. They just don't fuck with kids.
A modern witch.
Yeah, yeah. They just fuck with old men now. Yeah, so instead.
Your viewers... Ah, see? Modern day witchery. You're being lured in to subscribe to this shit.
See? Magic. It works. Right.
See, what you got to do?
Tell
right,
me. Right.
You got to lure the kids in.
Why don't you have an idea?
That's where the kids are. Right? That's why they have Snapchat and TikTok. It's all about getting the kids in. If you do that, that's like market share.
I'll pass on that. Right? I'll pass on TikTok.
All right, I'm just trying to help you out.
Here, right. What are you doing?
Standing up. I can't sit down that long.
Do you know how much you complain? You have
not
so
enough
many...
considering where the fuck I am, I'll tell you that much.
You have so many.
Look at the shit I'm dealing with here. Look at this.
Look how pretty it is. Stop, that goes in my pussy. Stop touching it.
What's this for?
His name is Mr. Crow, and he protects the table. He sits at the table and he'll peck your fucking eyes out if you're not careful. Yeah.
Scarecrow.
Scare what?
You scared me, so it's a scarecrow.
You have dad jokes.
Oh. Do you hear about the did you hear about the scarecrow that won the Nobel Prize? Mm-mm. He was outstanding in his field.
How old are you?
65.
Yeah, it shows. You have surprisingly bad dad jokes.
Ah, shut up. Right, what else you got?
You know, the other day, Sid and I, Sid found this crow and it was injured. So he took her home. And it was wrapped in his shirt. And he's like, hey, I've got something. And I looked and it was like moving. And I was like, oh, fuck. Okay, here we go. Anyway, takes the shirt off and there's this fucking injured crow. And like, it couldn't really fly properly. And I think it was blind because it was like, it was actually flying into the fucking walls. And like, but not even properly because it couldn't fly properly. But it was, like, in the corner of my kitchen, like this. And it was just, like, facing the walls. And it was just, like, looking around. Anyway, it was the cuddliest fucking crow I've ever met. This isn't the first crow that I've rescued. And I don't think it'll be the last for whatever reason. Crows always come to me when they're injured. Anyway, so I put this crow in my bathtub for a little while just to sit and relax and give it some food. And I was trying to find a vet that would look after it, but no vets in Broadmeadows would take it because they're scared for whatever reason. Anyway, so I was feeding this crow and I was patting this crow, and as I was picking it up to put it in a towel to take it to a vet or hospital, it like did the cutest thing, like put your hand out like this. Put your fingers out. I need your finger. That'll do. That'll do. So, like, that. Pretend this is my foot, right? And I'm standing on the tiles. And he, like, walks over and he, like, holds onto my toe as I'm getting the towel ready to pick him up. And it was the cutest fucking thing ever. It was like, oh, this thing, it could peck my fucking eyes out. But instead, he's holding my fucking toe. Like, he wants to hold hands. Anyway, so I let it there, and I was, it hurt to let him go. But I gave him to the vet hospital. But I think they put him down. Yeah. Because I was like, hey, if you can't release it, like, I'll take it. And then the lady's like, no, nah, we'll just euthanize it. And I'm like, ah, it's okay. You don't have to do that. I'll just take it. You can just give it back to me and I'll look after it. She's like, I don't know if we can do that. I was like, you can find out. You go find out if you do that. Do that right now. And I'll keep the crow. But I've tried calling and...
They just took it off you.
Yeah, I just took the crow off me.
Right. You're a vet nurse, are you?
Well, studying.
Yeah, don't worry about it then.
Yeah, why?
You could have kept it then and fixed it.
Well, yeah. But I didn't have the right medicine to do it at home. Yeah. So that's why I had to hand it over, you fucking idiot. You're actually really dumb.
What are we to say? Fucking inane story about saving a crow that died. Huh?
Hey, that's why you it didn't die alive. Because of me. It died because some...
You took it there and they murdered it, so...
Actually, you're right. You killed
it, pretty much.
Oh. I didn't think of it like that.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm a crow shit, murderer.
Yeah.
A murderer of crows. You're a dumb cunt. How many concussions have you had?
I've never been concussed. Mate?
Have you ever been knocked out?
Yeah.
Then you've been concussed.
No.
No? How? No. How? Please explain.
Flash knockouts. Boom, you're back up.
Okay. Have you ever been knocked out like a minute?
No.
No. So you've only had the flash?
Flash knockouts, yeah.
How many of them have you had?
Two.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all. In your whole career.
Yeah.
Didn't you fight like a fucking UFC guy or something?
I got knocked out in my first pro fight.
Yeah.
But that was only a flash knockout. And I got knocked out in a Hapkido competition. Once again. Boom. And you're back up.
I'm amazed. Who was that fellow that you fought that was famous? But he wasn't famous when you fought him. What was his name?
Wasn't famous when I fought him, but they're famous after. So I made their name.
No. No, no, no. You were just like, whatever.
No.
What was his name? I wrote it down. I'm gonna check. Yeah. I'm gonna make sure.
Professional right here.
I am.
Consulting the notes.
No, I am. I am a fucking professional. No. Just this. Robert Whittaker.
I didn't fight him. That was a freestyle wrestling match.
Well,
and he was the, I'm pretty sure he was the middleweight champ at that time.
That's pretty cool. Was it a pretty belt?
That he had?
Yeah.
You've seen it, haven't you? You didn't have it with him.
No.
Not Mark.
You didn't know? It doesn't. They don't just carry them around?
Nah, I know some people do, but no, he doesn't.
No. I know some people that take it to the fucking shops. What would you rate that out of? 5-1.
0.
Why?
It came out of your mouth.
I just want to punch you. Like, just right in your nose, because it just pokes out. Like,
or I might squeeze it. Weak wrist, try that, wouldn't you?
I do have bad wrists.
Yeah, you're delicate.
I'm not delicate. Yeah. Petal? Can I call you Petal?
How much is Urcha squatting at the moment? Go on.
I don't do just Urcha squats.
No, well, therein lies the problem. You'll always be able to stay
in weight. What are the benefits of doing Urcha squats?
Strength. But you need more explanation than that?
No, that's but all, like, what else? Like, what else?
Increased leg and hip drive.
Okay.
Better stability through the upper back, the traps, the mid-rhomboids, all that good shit. Right. Why aren't you doing them? I thought you were doing them. What are you doing?
No, I'm doing, at the moment, I'm doing RDLs. I'm doing Romanian deadlifts.
It's the same thing, retard.
No, RDLs, aren't they different?
Romanian deadlift.
Oh, that makes sense then. Well, then I do them and the trap bar deadlift. I don't know if that's different.
Is that this is why I get Jake to help me write my shit out. This is great.
How much are you doing your trap bars with?
I recently just hit 100 kilos.
How much do you weigh?
60.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah.
For a pussy?
Yeah. No, I have a pussy. I'm not a pussy. So I hit 100 recently with them. And last night I did RDLs and I did 60 kilos.
For how many?
Three sets of 10, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Or 8. 8 to 10. Three sets of 8 to 10. But yeah. Don't worry. I'll be jacked.
And you're taking your time.
I've got all the time in the world. Time is just a concept, guys. It's not actually a real thing. Do you think time is real?
Dumb fucking question. Next. Ask me something else.
No, I'm being serious. Do you think time is real?
I'm sitting here. I can tell you time is very,
very real. You're just grumpy because it's past your bedtime.
Bedtime. See, there is a time.
No, it's just a describing word so dumb cunts like you can understand what time of day it is or what schedule you're up to.
No, and what's your schedule up to? Witching hour?
No, not yet.
Nay?
No, no. But the full moon... Oh, he's moved now.
Where's your broomstick?
It's in my bum.
Did you ever read Meg and Mog?
No.
Yeah?
You'd be better, wouldn't you? Actually, I do have a question.
What? Something derogatory? Slanderous? What?
No, nothing. Can you read me a bedtime story one day?
What do you got?
I don't have anything Meg and Mog? Read me that.
Look at that bullshit book you got over there.
It's not a bullshit book. Don't touch my cards.
To predict the future.
This was your next card, actually. It was a red belly black snake because you're fucking venomous.
It says independence.
And you're very independent, too, but you're quite venomous.
I'm really not.
Are you a man child?
What do you mean, a man child?
Like, do you do your own washing?
Yeah.
Do you cook your own food?
Yeah.
Do you...
I lift my own weights, too.
Do you pay your own rent?
Who else is going to do it?
Well, then you're not a man child. I just had to ask.
Shut up. Who cooks your dinner?
Me.
You cook it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. I like to cook.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like cooking.
This is a shit card.
You know nothing about it. How about you read me a card?
Alright.
Yeah. You know what? You shuffle it. And you read me a card.
So I just pick out a card.
Yep, shuffle it and pick me a card and then tell me what you feel when you see that card.
All right. Lightning.
Show them the card.
Lightning. All right, it says change. So probably means that you're changing into a bigger fucking loser.
Yeah.
If that could be the case. Alright, what else? Next one. Ooh, how about that? This is the Southern Cross, the Pathfinder. So this is you finding the path to be that fucking loser. Right? That you're changing into. I see how this works now. This is it's really good, telling.
Yeah, it's quite therapeutic, isn't it? Those are actually quite powerful cards.
Oh, fuck off. Three powerful cards. You ever played Magic? Is it like that?
No. No, this is real life Magic. I didn't have games.
Oh, cast a spell, man.
Cast a spell?
Can you make it rain?
I have to dance for that.
Do it.
I'm not doing it here. I don't have room.
You can go outside. I'll point the phone out.
I'll do it after. I'll do it at the end. You can put it at the footage.
What other spells can you do?
I can do... It's not really spells. Like,
You're a witch? Mm-hmm. Then do a fucking spell.
How about you come with me somewhere and we do a spell? Can't do a spell here on camera.
What?
No, that's it.
Oh, that's convenient.
No.
I could do it, but there can't be any evidence of it ever taking place. No,
we'll do it. But I don't have things, like, to do it. Like, what sort of spell do you want?
Well, you're a witch, right? You need things to make the spell? Is that right?
Well, it's more the intention.
That's just being a chef.
No, it's being the intention. It's the intention and it's the thought.
Well, you don't need items for that. That comes from within.
No, but it's fun. It's fun to have the items. You don't need them, you're right. Yeah, but they're just fun.
What can you do?
What spell do you want? Do you want, like, a spell of love? Or do you want to get someone away from you? Or what sort of thing are you after? Because there's heaps of sort of spells.
All right. Spell of hatred.
Why do you want hatred?
Someone's hair fall out and their teeth to rot.
I can make someone's hair fall out.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you give someone cancer or AIDS?
I have given someone cancer.
Yeah, you have given someone cancer.
Yeah, I have.
Who was it?
My mom.
She got cancer.
Yeah.
How'd you give it to her?
Ah, she's just a bitch. She deserved it.
But how'd you give it to her?
I just thought about it.
You thought about it?
Yeah. And then over time, it just happened.
Oh, yeah.
It's gone real dark.
That's fortunate.
Alright. Mr. Gore.
What?
What do you have for show and tell?
Oh, see, I did have something.
See, because this dumb cunt, you know, needs 45 reminders to exist. No, it's because this
fucking loser forgot to message me like a professional. Right, I had this handbook that I got from... when I worked as a bodyguard in
Korea. Is it here?
No, it's not.
Well, then it doesn't count then. But tell me anyway.
All right, cunt. It was this handbook I got for... because when I got to Korea, I needed a job. So I was like, all right, I'll do security. So I had to do a course. But it was all in Korean. And none of it was in English. But they gave me this handbook for it. And one of the chapters in it was how to smile. And it was a full chapter. And they did a full class on how to smile and the muscles of the face involved. All this kind of shit. I couldn't understand a word of it. Anyway.
Why do you have to get taught how to smile?
Because it's very important.
Can you teach me?
I don't know, because it was in Korean. So
you've had so much time to fucking learn it.
You think I came back and then fucking studied this
manual?
You
should teach me how to smile. When you were in the class, like, did you have to go to a class?
Yeah, we were just sitting. It was like a lecture. You just sat there and the guy talked at you. I didn't know what he was talking about.
Clearly,
until
you said that.
And I looked at the book. And go, oh, I think that's what he meant.
Right, okay. But when he was doing the, what do you call it, I guess, the how to smile, was he doing it on himself?
He wasn't physically grabbing his face and pulling it to the side. No.
Well, how is he
doing? See, you've got it down pat right there.
No, but I have to hold that.
Yeah. Tell you, it's a big improvement. Don't change a thing, all right?
Ever?
No, keep that there.
Really?
Yeah, you can. You getting this?
Mm-hmm. Alright, show me a show and tell, you fuckhead. Give me my cards back. I don't want your fucking dirty, grubby fingers in it.
So I found this in the trunk of my car when I got here. How little I cared about this show, right? So this is from this demo team I was in Korea called the Black Dragon for Hapkido.
Show that camera, you fucking idiot. And that was in Korea?
Yeah, that was in Korea.
In the Korea?
Yeah, it was in Korea. So that was for Hapkido. Yes, this was this rad demo team we were in. We did self-defense demonstrations, sort of like pro wrestling. I did that for about a year when we were there. Won a few medals for it.
How long did you live in Korea for?
2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I try it on?
Yeah, you can try it on. Just wipe the whore smell off it afterwards.
Horse?
Yeah, whore smell.
Did you say horse?
I said whore.
Whore? It smells like moths.
Yeah. It's a cologne.
Do I look Korean?
You gotta tie up the sides there. Oh. No, just that one side. Wrap it. Yeah, there you go.
Like this?
Yep.
Wow. Do you do a bow?
Well, you put a belt over that.
So right.
Yeah.
Do I look Korean now?
Yeah, you look pretty good. It's a big improvement.
I gotta learn how to smile. Now?
There you go, now.
It's really coming together. Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah. Thanks.
Oh, this has been very educational. Appreciate it. It's very nice.
This is actually quite comfortable.
Yeah, it is.
Especially, yeah. So why was this in the back of your car? Like, don't you care about this more?
I found it in a trunk. An old trunk that I had that I hadn't opened for 10 years or so. And I put it in the back of my car.
How many cars do you have?
17.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Because I've got a Bugatti collection. Right?
Isn't Bugatti, like, expensive?
No, not when you're making championship. Snuff daddy money. Snuff daddy. I'm selling out arenas in Yarraville. All right? Bars in Geelong. We're fucking big, big money, mate.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
So I've heard. You can tell?
My fucking dapper clothing and fucking jacked statue. Look at that shit right there.
They look like implants.
Looks like an eggplant. Yeah, that's real meat. Huh? It's expensive meat.
Grass fed?
Kangaroo fed.
Have you ever killed someone?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
In a competition?
Yeah.
How did you kill him?
Power bomb this guy. Bam! His head shut up. It was all like that.
Did you do these ones?
You did. You did.
He was dancing?
Ted dancing.
He was dancing.
He wasn't dancing. He was dead. I said he was dead.
Dead.
Bam! And he was dead.
Did he poo his pants?
I didn't check. I left. Oh. Cops are coming.
Where was this?
NAW.
Not Manila?
No, not Manila.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Manila.
No, this is worse than Manila, mate.
Oh. Oh no.
The hard times in the Albion fucking Maltese Center.
What are you talking about? That's a great venue. Nah, George is great. I love George.
He's a good man. He's
great. George is awesome. But.
Ten witnesses.
Good tea, mate?
No, it's water.
Good water?
Yeah, it is. It's quite hydrating. A bit dehydrated, I think, today.
Oh, yeah.
My wee's have been very yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get, like, when you do wee's, right, do you get those wee shakes? Does every boy get those wee shakes? At the end of their wee's?
What?
Listen to what I'm saying. When you go do wee's, at the end of your wee's, when it's the last bit, do you get the shakes? Like the like the shiver?
No. I don't excrete any waste. I use absolutely every bit.
So you piss in your mouth?
No.
And you recycle it?
No such thing.
What?
I absorb every single nutrient.
So you don't...
Fucking muscles. I told you
So you're like a Ken doll.
Mighty! No. Pornographic! Huh? Red cunt! It's all in there. You think I waste any bit? Huh? Look at this shit right there. Look at it!
Would you drink your own...
Look at that shit!
It looks like an implant.
Bam! Well, it's not. It looks it, but it's not. Not a bit goes to waste. Yeah.
See, like this is now just turning into a porno, because it's just you flexing.
That's why you're so fucking skinny and weak and not doing Zercher squats. But,
look, I don't do Zercher squats.
You're wasting away
Zercher's,
under there.
Zercher's.
You don't do shit by the looks of it,
I
son.
I do.
What?
I train hard. I do. I train very hard. I don't see you at training.
How come I never see you wrestling?
I wrestle. I wrestle mostly interstate.
Yeah?
I don't see you wrestling.
Is that like saying, I got tons of friends, but they go to the other school? You wouldn't know them.
No.
Yeah?
No, I just get paid more and I get flown around. That's it.
Is that right, hey?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Good for you, champ.
No, I honestly, post-COVID, I have just been a bit more mindful as to
what
where
were you doing pre-COVID?
Pre-COVID, just working anywhere and anywhere just to get experience, to be honest.
Where's the favourite place that you've worked?
My favourite place I've worked? Ooh. Fuck. There's a few. I think my most favourite place that I've worked one of is in Darwin. It was so much fun. I got to wrestle Ugg and I got to wrestle Sid. And then I got to go back again and I got to wrestle some of the Darwin guys. And it was so much fun. Like, there's fucking crocodiles everywhere. It's really good weather. People fucking awesome. Got paid well. I got flown there. It was just a really good experience. So I really like Darwin. Yeah. I think that's my favorite place that I've worked. Have you ever eaten bugs?
No.
No? Not ever?
No, not enough protein.
No, there's some. Not but enough. You never, not even like a little grub.
What? You're a grub, aren't you?
Yeah.
Fucking grub. A little bit.
No, yeah. But you've never eaten grubs?
No.
No?
No, I'm not filth like you, mate.
Would you? If I found you some, would you try them with me?
No.
Why?
Did you eat a fist in the mouth?
I have.
No, I have to, mate.
I tell you what blows my mind.
What?
Fisting, like, just in general. Like, how can that get in there? I don't think I could fit a fist. Anyway,
you know,
in my body.
Determination and practice. I'm sure you can do anything you set your mind to, right? You can reach for the stars, Erica. Right? That's it.
Reach for the stars and fist me.
You gotta work for your dreams. You can achieve. You just one foot in front of the other. Right? Work. You'll get there.
Thanks. Thanks, Dad.
You're right, son.
Not until you're 12, son. Mr. Gore, do you have any pre-match rituals?
No. Sometimes I like to have a good warm-up.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
I'll do some mobility work.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually, depending on my schedule, I feel pretty fucking tight because I might have done a heavy deadlift session the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, I'd have it like a few days before the match, but then, you know, time or scheduling shit, you just gotta get it in when you can. But, so I like to do some shoulder, hip, thoracic mobility.
Mm-hmm.
If I've got space.
You like to do those duck things. I've seen you do them before.
Oh, you mean like a wrestling shot?
The
if there's space, it depends. Because a lot
like
of the time
duck.
It's like this shit.
Yeah.
Right? You can barely move your arms without smacking some cunt in the face, which happens. It's fucking hilarious. If I can't do that, I'll just resistance band warm up the shoulders and hips.
Mm-hmm.
But depends on the match as well. If it's just a spot or something, or, you know, it'll just be a quick pump. Get the juices flowing. But if I know it's a long match and I've got a lot of heavy lifting to do, then I want a longer warm up. Warm up my core a little more, especially my hips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of the fat cunts I gotta carry. But it all depends.
That's it. You don't drink your own pee or?
No, because I don't urinate. I absorb every nutrient into the body and it does not leave.
Do you sweat?
Yeah, bad.
Would you drink your own sweat?
No. Why? Do you want to drink it?
No.
It's fucking rich in nutrients.
Is
turn
it?
Turn you into the man you should
do
be.
Do you reckon I would grow chest hair if I drank your sweat?
No, mate. If you're lucky. Chance to be a fine thing, I tell you.
Do you like chest hair?
Do I like it?
Yeah.
On me?
Yeah, on other men.
On other men?
Yeah.
A sign of masculinity, as I say, as I look at this hairless man off camera
he's
here.
He's not hairless.
Just the face. What you need to do is take that off and put some on your chest.
I had some on my chest.
Yeah, a little more. You want some sweat?
Do you have pubes?
You're just asking me about my mighty chest.
No, but like, do you shave them?
What kind of weird, sick shit is that?
I'm asking.
A little boy's penis. Fuck. Not a pedophile.
You could be a priest. Who knows?
Well, I am. For the Church of Snuff Porn. You're right.
Are you?
Yeah.
You have your own church
an
now?
An ordained minister.
That's congratulations. Right. I have a cult too. It's nice.
A cult? Yeah, that's those fucking,
these
guys.
Yeah, 40-year-olds.
Fat fucking 40-year-olds. All watching this. Wanting a glimpse of this guy's feet. You
want to see my feet?
Your mother will be ashamed of you. You're disgusting. No one wants you.
Do you like feet?
Do I like feet?
Yeah, do you have a full fetish?
No.
Why did you,
Because I had to ponder first this fucking stupidity of your question and wonder if it's even worth answering. But I'm trying to be polite here.
I think it is an important fucking question.
Why is that an important question?
Because I think...
What do you usually talk to your guests? Is this the same stupid shit you talk to them about?
I talk to them about everything that I'm talking. Like, anything that just comes up.
Have you asked him the piss question yet?
I did. Would you drink your own piss? And he said...
Who else have you had on the show? You've had the Big Rig. Who else?
We've had Tommy A. We've had Jab. We've had... a guy called Charlie D. We've had...
Brocky Balboa.
Yeah, JXT?
No, not yet.
You planning on it?
Oh, yeah.
You had Jake?
Not yet.
You planning on that?
Yeah.
You had any other women on this show?
Not yet.
Who would you have?
Ooh, who would fight Sid? That's the rule.
Anyone, right?
Well, whoever wants to fight Sid, let me know and I can be on.
Yeah.
Why not? It's International Pussy Day or something, so may as well.
Oh, yeah. Women. We love women.
You're a fucking idiot. Absolutely. Mr. Gore.
What?
Are you ready?
No.
Well, fucking get ready.
Oh, you were supposed to tell me.
I'm telling you now. I'm telling you now. You're going to have a near-death experience soon.
Oh, fuck me.
And now you
sit down with this cunt for like a fucking hour.
Yeah, it's been great.
Now
I'm gonna
go beat up my fucking boyfriend.
See, we've had such a nice bonding time, Gore. We have. We're friends. We're buddies. We're pals. We're amigos.
Oh, yeah, that's a stretch.
You would hold my hand. If we're friends, you would hold my hand.
For what purpose?
Any purpose. If I said, hey, bro, I need your help. Can you just hold my hand for a second? You would. No! You're gonna get your bum
I'm
out!
Not, I'm not gonna throw his but I'm not gonna hit the bum.
Paywall, guys! See, this is the OnlyFans. I don't have to get my jocks off, you do.
Ugh.
People watch. Yeah. Do you wrestle with shoes on?
Yeah.
Is that because you have a foot fetish?
I'd wrestle without them if I did, mate.
No, you might want to protect your feet because you don't want to. You love them so much, you don't want to hurt them. Do you need help?
I need plenty of help, mate.
Yeah, I'm gonna come help you.
None that you're qualified to give. Oh, that's good. You should probably lace my boots for me.
No, I ain't doing that. You can go fuck yourself. I'm just putting your kick pads on. See, I'm dressing up as you. See, isn't this good fun? Wow, look!
I'm gonna grab this one.
Look, wow!
Yeah.
Korea!
Cool.
Korea! See? Wow. I kick you. Ah, it's alright. I won't be able to have children.
Better off without your returning spawn.
Shut up. I couldn't. You know, I wish I could kill you, but I don't think I could.
Fucking do me a favor, come.
You're gonna be grabbing this one.
Who's excited?
Who's excited? I'm excited. You.
Hold this. What up?
Get your hair out of your face. The fans want to see your pretty face.
Fucking Biff.
Is this off-putting?
Nah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Wow. Are you sure? Do you have any bats in your cave?
What?
Do you have any boogers?
I am Batman.
I thought you were Gore.
Oh, that's right, whoops.
Look, there's his feet, everyone. For all the bitches that... Don't want to see his feet? Mr. Gore?
What, mate?
Would you have an orgy with tiny people?
How tiny?
Huh?
How tiny? This is like Gulliver's Travels.
Like, below...
Ted Danson was in that.
Like 3 foot.
We were talking about Ted
Danson. Like 3 foot
before.
To 3.5 feet. And how many?
No, what time is it?
It's time for you to have a near-death experience.
Almost 11.
Fucking life choices I've made, I'm telling you what. Mama Gore's fucking rave after all she did.
Mr. Gore. Are you ready?
Oh, right.
Are you ready to have a near-death experience?
Oh, shut up, cunt.
Tell me.
Right, don't touch me. I'll fucking drop you right
Tell me.
Here.
No, you won't. You love me. Tell me. It's my little wrist.
Shit, alright.
You good? Let's do it. Have fun. Good luck.
Yep,
love you, Mr. Gore.
Fucking this cunt's been waiting down here an hour. Warming up for an hour. I've been up there fucking gas tagging this cunt.
Life choices. Not my problem.
Yeah. Fucking give you a problem, cunt. Stand on that shit. This shit right here. Why don't you take a fucking look at a real man?
Back, back. Oh, easy, big fella.
Chomp out the bit this one, mate.
Relax, match hasn't started yet.
Fuck.
Gentlemen, this match is for 1-4 for the 15-minute time
limit. I'll get that in 3.
Excellent. I to you earlier. Put him in the first. Next, let's stay in court.
Where's this cunt's shoes?
I don't think he wears shoes.
He doesn't wear shoes?
No.
That's legal.
I've checked his toenails and they're perfectly safe.
Ooh, easy, son.
Match hasn't started.
And his fucking jacket.
I'll check him before the match.
Check him.
Stay back.
Ready, sir?
Take your jacket off. Stay in the corner. Ready, gentlemen? Ring the bell.
Oh, great mind, son.
Yellow card, mate.
Check one. You're the wrong scrabble. Come on, like a fucking loser. Come on, get the rock. Yeah. What do you got?
One, two,
yeah!
What do you say, Gorf? What do you say? You gotta give it up. You gotta give it up. Off the ropes, come on. What?
You going after me? Stop this!
I'm back. Out of the ropes.
Fuck!
That's it. Match is over. Match is over.
What?
Sid, for a goal over the top rope. That's a red card.
Oh, fuck you!
Winner is Sid.
That is one big pile of shit.